that's what this is about. It's about practicing. It's not about perfection. And practicing starts with awareness. It's about saying, ooh, I see where this is showing up. How can I release, relinquish this control? And it might be for you by delegating. It might be by saying, okay, where can I give up $10 work for the $100 work? What I mean by that is, what are you really great at? Do that and relinquish the $10 work so that you can bring out to the world what you're great at, what's going to move your life forward, what's going to squeeze that lemon more and not tire yourself out. That's the only reason why we don't have what we want, is because we're so tired, because we're trying to control these outcomes. Welcome to the lab, where your second half is your best half. If you're a woman in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or beyond, and you're ready to create a wild second half that makes you feel energized and alive, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Linda Ann Barber, and I'm going to share with you inspiration as well as interviews and real life transformation from women just like you who are unapologetically living a fulfilling second half. The second half of your life is an invitation to spark a new version of yourself. So let's get started. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Second Half Lab. I'm so glad that you're here with us again today. It may be your first time, and if it is, I would love to meet you. Come find me on social media or send me an email. It's all in the show notes. I am just so excited that we have this platform for all of us that are in the second half of our life, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. And one of the conversations I had, which really prompted this episode, was a conversation I had with a client that says, wow, time just goes by so fast. I mean, this conversation was with a client, but I know it's come out of my mouth. All I have to do is look at Facebook memories, right? Like, do you ever look at your Facebook memories and go, holy cow, this was 4 years ago, or this was 13 years ago. This is crazy. Time seems to go in a snap, doesn't it? But today we're going to talk about something exciting, and that is how to buy back your time, because time becomes more precious, doesn't it, at this point in our life. We start to have a different value of our time. And I want to share with you today ways that you can buy back your time. And I'm not talking about the past, because we can't change yesterday. We can learn from yesterday, but we can't change yesterday. I'm talking about today, and I'm talking about going forward, how to buy back your time. The time, hear me on this. The time that you've already spent, it's already allocated for. And let me share what I mean by that. It means looking at our patterns of where we're avoiding. And I fall under this category. This is something that I've been working on over the last two years, but honestly, it's been more about the last 8 months. I recognized one area of my life that I was avoiding, fearing the outcome. And I didn't realize until I had awareness from my coach of how I was avoiding that. And it wasn't until I hit it straight on that I actually have more peace in my life in this area than I have had in the last, do the math for me, since 2017. Since 2017, I've been carrying a burden. If I was honest with myself, which is, that's one thing that I'm willing to do, is get honest with myself. And that's why you're here today, because you're willing to be honest with yourself. And when I was honest with myself, I recognized I was in avoidance. How does this show up for you? Avoidance might be scrolling social media, watching endless videos, getting into other people's business, getting out of your lane and into somebody else's, and telling yourself a story that, well, I'm just being a good friend, or I'm just being a good sister. But if you really dive deep in and get honest with yourself, the underlying is you're avoiding something. Always ask yourself when you find yourself, there's nothing wrong with going on social media and looking at videos. There's nothing wrong with helping a friend. But I know that you know what I'm talking about here. When you find yourself spending more of your time giving your time away to that, ask yourself, what am I avoiding? What am I avoiding here? And that's how you buy back your time, is this awareness. The other way that you can buy back your time is the time that you've already spent going forward, because if nothing changes, nothing changes. But the time that you've already allocated into waiting on others. Waiting on others to change, waiting on others to make you feel better, waiting on other things to be different, like a bank account or a job, instead of taking authority over your life. And we're going to talk about that. And another way that you may have allocated your precious time is by control. You're giving away your time by controlling others. There's like so much energy in that is wasted on that. And again, all of these apply to me. And that's why it's so key that I have awareness, so that when it begins to happen, I can say, oh, I see what's happening here. Let's get back onto the path. So you're giving away your time by controlling others, how they feel, how they act. And the underlining of that, by the way, is just to make yourself feel better. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you, in the authority that you have, in the power that you have over your life, you get to make yourself that way. Today, I'm going to give you the three R's in buying back your time. And it starts today. It's like squeezing the juice out of a lemon. You get all of it. You don't get some of it. You get all of it. You don't look over your shoulder and say, oh, geez, my life just went by. We always hear that story about people on their deathbeds. And this is not to guilt you. This is not to guilt myself. This is not to put fear in you or fear in myself. But we do hear stories of people on their deathbed. And the one regret that they have is how they spent their time, or how they didn't spend their time. But today, with these three R's, you're going to buy back your time. You're going to squeeze that lemon, get all that juice, and that juice is your life. It's your fulfillment. It's your happiness. It's your completeness from the inside out. It's how you feel. It's your energy. Your circumstances don't have to change. Other people don't have to change. Your feelings are in your power, and it happens from the inside out. And that's what these three R's address. The first one is relinquishing control. And before you say, I don't control things, listen up, because I said the same thing until I realized how it was showing up in my life. And let me know if you see yourself in this. It shows up in people pleasing. It shows up in perfectionism. It shows up in thinking that unless I do it, it won't be done. It shows up in thinking I can do it better. That was mine. Years ago, I always thought that I could do it better because there was something in me that required validation. So I exercised perfectionism to validate myself. Relinquishing control, why can I not say that word today, is saying that I release the outcome. I have no attachment to the outcome. I'm staying in my lane and in my power and allowing the outcome to take care of itself. One of the things that my friend, who I've mentioned here on the podcast, and he will be actually coming in on an episode, was Dr. Elko. He is the mental toughness coach for the NFL teams, some of the NFL teams and college teams like Alabama. And one of the things that he teaches his players is focus on the next play. Focus on the 60 minutes and let the scoreboard take care of itself. What a lesson that is, because we're often trying to control the scoreboard. We're controlling how people feel so that they're congruent with us. We feel better about that. Did you ever have this one word for the year where you focus on it and all your decisions come from that one word? I do that often. And about 7 years ago, my word was delegate. In order to be aware and make intentional actions, releasing this control, I started to delegate. And one day my mom looked at me and she says, take that delegation and stick it up your ass. Like she was so frustrated with me because she was so used to me doing so much. And where I could see that I could invite others into it, I did. And that helped me to relinquish this control that I was practicing that was taking so much of my time. And it started with holidays, thinking that I had to do all the holidays. That was one area that I started practicing. And that's what this is about. It's about practicing. It's not about perfection. And practicing starts with awareness. It's about saying, ooh, I see where this is showing up. How can I relinquish this control? And it might be for you by delegating. It might be by saying, okay, where can I give up $10 work for the $100 work? What I mean by that is, what are you really great at? Do that and relinquish the $10 work so that you can bring out to the world what you're great at, what's going to move your life forward, what's going to squeeze that lemon more and not tire yourself out. That's the only reason why we don't have what we want is because we're so tired, because we're trying to control these outcomes. And back to what Dr. Elko says, focus on the 60 minutes. Focus on the next play. Focus on what's in your path, what's in your future self. Make alignment, make decisions on how you're going to spend your time based on that, and let the scoreboard take care of itself. So the first R was relinquish control. The second one, and this is a hard one, responsibility for you. Responsibility for you. This requires you to recognize that the time that you have is so valuable that you're going to take responsibility for you. You are going to take 100% authority over your life. I was walking with a client on Saturday or Sunday, and she lives nearby. So we met up for a walk, and that's where we had a coaching session. And we talked about responsibility. And I said, this is going to be a tough one to hear because it's so much easier. It's so much, I don't want to say easier. It's more comfortable putting focus and blame and shame and guilt on others and ourselves. There's comfort in seeing ourselves as a victim. It's comfortable seeing ourselves as powerless and waiting on someone else to change. There is comfort in that. By not taking responsibility for how you feel, not taking responsibility for your next decision, how much time goes by and how much energy and how much suffering this causes. That was the foundation of her suffering. And she, wow, I didn't realize that I was giving that authority to other people and other things like my bank account and my job and my car situation and all of those things. When you take 100% responsibility for you, when you take 100% responsibility for your time, you go intentionally. You don't lead blindly. You lead your life intentionally. And you are so powerful. And this may feel very uncomfortable, especially for those of us who have been in survival mode for so many years. This will be uncomfortable. But I want you to think of yourself inside a box. And you're in the center. and it feels really crappy and you don't want to be there. You don't like your relationship. You don't like your money situation. You don't like your loneliness. You don't like these things, but it's what you know. And that's why you're in the center, because it feels safe. It feels comfortable, even though it feels icky. What I challenge you to do is to start recognizing that you are so powerful and start taking back the authority over your life with intentionality and start going towards the edges of that box. And that space between that center and to the edge of the box, it's very uncomfortable because it's new. And it's when we do that, you start to rewire your brain and it becomes your norm, and that norm becomes comfortable. Has to get uncomfortable in order to get comfortable. And that's our third R, rewiring your brain. Being willing to change your story. Being willing to go to the edges. Being willing to get out of the center and start walking towards the edges by making intentional decisions on how you spend your time, what you give your attention to. Rewiring your brain requires you to change your story. Change your story about others, change your story about yourself. One of the things that is often said is, well, I've always been like this. And that might be true. That might be true. But do you have the willingness to change that story? Because that story is keeping you right where you are, right in the center of that box. But you, my friend, have so much more waiting on the inside of you that wants to be released. She wants to feel safe. And that's your job in your consciousness. That's your job to tell her that she is safe. Let's go. That's willingness to rewire your brain and get uncomfortable. Another thing that you might be saying to yourself is, well, I have trust issues. I've never been able to trust people. I've always had to rely on myself. Again, this is keeping you in the center of your box. What you're looking for is not a trustworthy friend. What you're looking for is to feel safe. And guess what? Guess what, my friend? You in your consciousness of who you are and your future self, that version of you, it gets to give that safety to that part of you that feels unsafe. You get to do that. You don't have to wait for anyone else or anything else. And when you do that, you're not waiting. You're not wasting your time. You're not giving away your time. You're taking back your time. This is how you buy back your time. And to recap, this relinquishing control, responsibility for yourself, taking authority over your life, and the third, rewiring your brain, being willing to challenge those thoughts, that identity that you have for yourself, be willing to challenge that and create a new identity, the identity that is deeper inside you, that is waiting to come out, that future version of yourself going to the edges. Because it's this intentionality that is the gap filler to where you are and to where you want to be. This awareness with intentionality creates action and alignment to your future self, to the woman that you're meant to be, to the woman that you want to be. So practice these three R's. And I'm going to just recap them one more time. Relinquish control. Take 100% responsibility for how you feel. And three, rewire your brain. Get uncomfortable. Practice moving from the center of your box to the edges of your box. I promise you, with awareness to these three areas of your life, you will buy back your time. I don't need to tell you how valuable that is. You know how valuable that is. But I will say this, you are so incredibly powerful. This is not a pep talk. This is to unveil where you're giving your power away and to encourage you to start taking that back. And that starts today. All right, my friend, I look forward to chatting with you on the next episode. I love you much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, I encourage you to share it. Share it with a friend who's in her second half of life. And if you're not already part of the community, hop over to our Facebook group, The Lab, the home of the Second Half Sisterhood. We'd love to have you, and we'd love to have your friends. I'll see you over there.